Buck, let's go to the Lazy Boy hot seat here, and Atlanta Hawks forward Marvin Williams joins us. And Marvin, welcome to the show. You guys are red hot again, now 7 out of 8. It's got to be feeling good.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on. And I know you got a big event coming up, Flicks and Kicks, coming up at 4:30 today at the AMC Fork and Screen right there in the middle of Buckhead. What's going on, Marvin?
Well, the last couple of years, I actually got the idea from Josh Childress. I was fortunate enough for him to kind of let me, you know, kind of run wingman for him a few years back. But basically, we take kids, underprivileged kids for Christmas, take them out to eat, we take them to a movie, and then we give them shoes at the end of the movie. So it's kind of a big deal, kind of a fun time.
Marvin, tell us about Hope Atlanta.
I'm sorry?
Hope Atlanta.
Just some great kids, man. Great organization for younger kids, just trying to help out the city. So hopefully I'll have a good time to kind of hang out with them.
Well, Marvin, Hawks fans have a lot of hope. And when Joe Johnson went down, there was a lot of concern about where the scoring was going to come from and what was going on. And you guys have kept it going, 7 out of 8. It's been sort of feast or famine for you sometimes. You had some big nights, had some small nights. Are you getting comfortable in there? A little more dependence on you scoring-wise?
Yeah, it's been tough, man. When you lose an all-star like that, man, you got to kind of figure out where it's going to come from. But I think collectively, you know, guys have done a great job altogether. Like you said, some nights maybe my night, other nights maybe Al or maybe Josh. But collectively, man, we've all done it, and that's just the main thing. You know, when you lose a monster guy like Joe Johnson, so we got to continue to do what we've been doing on the offensive end and keep continuing to play defense.
Marvin, how you liking that two-guard spot?
I'm sorry?
The two-guard.
it's a little interesting. You know, thankfully for me, the two-guard and the small four pretty much are the same thing in our offense, so I haven't had to change really too much. There's a couple of different plays that I have to get used to, but I'll be ready when Joe gets back for sure.
Now, the Eastern Conference, Marvin, was just supposed to be a party that the Miami Heat were invited to and that all you guys were going to be on the outside looking in. It hasn't worked out this way. What did you think this summer when you saw that team coming together?
Man, it was interesting the way it unfolded. You know, I was super shocked that, you know, LeBron had made the trip to South Beach and also Chris Bosh. So when you saw the East kind of being put together throughout the summer, you knew it was going to be tough. But, you know, guys kind of counted us out, but we're right there in the thick of things so far, and hopefully we can stay there.
Had to be fun beating the Magic here a couple of nights ago.
It was big for us. You know, Orlando's been a team that's had our numbers, you know, the past few years. And, you know, we almost had them down there earlier this season, and we kind of figured it out this last couple of nights. So hopefully we can continue to put together some solid wins against that team.
What do you think of the Eastern Conference as a whole, Marvin, when you're seeing the teams that are, you know, the top competition for you guys? How do you think you match up?
I think we can match up. You know, we're obviously younger than most teams in the East, but, you know, I feel like we match up pretty well. You take a look at Boston, who's obviously gotten better. I mean, they're playing very good basketball right now. Orlando has been right there. You know, teams like that have been huge in the Eastern Conference. So we've been in that top three, the top four the last couple of years. We really hope we can stay there.
Marvin, what about Josh last night? 14 of 16 from the floor.
Oh, the guy didn't miss. I'm still trying to figure out today where he missed his two shots. They actually took a basket away from him, which is unbelievable. But I'm still sitting here today trying to figure out what two shots he missed. I mean, he was lights out for us last night, man. Huge for us.
It's Marvin Williams from the Atlanta Hawks, and his Flicks and Kicks holiday event is going on this afternoon at the AMC Fork and Screen in Buckhead. And I know you're going to go see Megamind today, Marvin. You're going to love that movie. That was a fun, fun movie. I saw that with my daughter.
Is that right?
Oh, it's a great movie.
A couple kids have been liking it. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm pretty excited.
So, and then you'll have a little dinner and understand maybe these children might have a gift from Nike.
Some shoes.
Can't beat that.
Yeah, we got them shoes coming in, so I'm hoping they like them. They usually do, which is good. So it should be a fun 2-3 hours, man. I'm really excited.
Marvin, when you look back at the holiday season, what's the memory for you?
Oh, man, just being around my family. You know, when I made it to the NBA, I didn't realize I wouldn't be able to see my family for the holidays. You know, you don't really know that before you get here. But, you know, I think I really just my family growing up, being around all my people.
What you got on the Christmas list this year, if there's something at the top of your list?
I haven't thought of anything yet. You know, don't tell anybody, but I haven't bought anything yet. You know, my family doesn't.
You haven't bought anything yet? Come on.
I've been to the mall twice. That's the sad part.
Well, that's the problem is you're shopping in malls.
Yeah, you might be right. I gotta get on it.
All right, Marvin, we appreciate your time today, and good luck with your event this afternoon, Flicks and Kicks, down there in Buckhead. We appreciate your
time. Thanks, Marvin.
You guys are great.
There you go. Marvin Williams joined us on the Lazy Boy Hot Seat on Buck and Kincaid. Good to see these guys getting out in the community, Buck. But